At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to The Progressive. The children of new consciousness, the ones that are coming in since 1987, they are pulsing with the energy of the new earth, which is constantly shifting and changing beneath the feet every single day, even as we speak here in 2022. So one of the drivers that will change the way these children work together as a generation will be the attitude of having compassionate action in everything that they touch, feel, and take action in the world external. How would this look like, and why is this a predominant feature of these compassionate misfits? Now, I call them misfits because our society in the old energy is not built on compassion. Building something as compassion as the basis is quite different from building a society that is built around fear, around mistrust of one another as race and cultures across the world. Completely different, as you might see. So when compassion and nurturing energy becomes the basis, it is very unifying in and of itself. You don't need slogans and statements of leadership to call upon fake statements of compassion and leadership in order for something to happen on the ground. These children carry that innate energy in the whole generation of humans that is coming forth in their bones. They feel it in their bones. It's a part of their being. They were born as babies in that vibration. That becomes a game changer, ladies and gentlemen. It becomes a game changer in terms of the way we interact with one another. There is no sense in these children all across the globe who have any sense of fear or working with fear. They might have their own little fears as personalities, yes. But when it comes to interacting with others, they work as a team. They work in the energy of nurturing one another. They don't work in the energy of mistrust. Mistrust will be immediately seen by them. They know this in their bones. They know this in their being. They just know it. Don't ask me how, they just know it. And these ones are the children who will bring forth the energy of caring. The energy of caring and nurturing only comes forth when there is an innate feeling of that, an innate recognition of that in themselves, in their minds, in their hearts. When they know what compassion feels like and they want to live it every single day because they know what it is like. Fear and mistrust are straight away out of the window. They won't buy any ideas and they won't buy any concepts which are not built around it. This is how the Rainbow Tribe will come about to be. We spoke about the Rainbow Tribe in previous podcasts. Now, how is that going to come about in the new generation? Well, this is the one of the most fundamental building blocks of having an entire generation of humanity which has compassion and nurturing and caring, be it for the nature, be it for earth, be it for other humans, be it for plants and animals, be it for anything. They approach that particular subject of their individual interests with the sense of compassion, with the sense of nurturing and caring for it. That compassion, which is coming as an innate energy, as an inbuilt energy, without any teaching, without any books, without any faith, without any religion. This comes innate. It comes as a vibrational frequency. And they are attuned to it because they were born in it. The older generation have a hard time with this. Unless, of course, you're a light worker or something. They have a hard time with this because they were born in an older energy of fear and mistrust. When fear and mistrust are no longer the operating principles in an entire generation, you can expect massive shifts in the way the collective works. Because now you are changing the very foundation of the building blocks on which the entire civilization works. There is nothing wrong with the systems that we have. There is nothing wrong with artificial intelligence. There is nothing wrong with internet or all the tools that we have. They are wonderful tools. It's just the, what is the energy and the basis upon which you are using this, and how are you using this, and what to what means and to what end. What are you trying to accomplish by all of this tools that we have built up as humanity? When the fundamental basis of that changes, everything changes around it. When compassion and nurturing and caring become the basis, it changes the way these people will learn things. They will look for compassion and nurturing everything, discard everything that doesn't make sense. So this whole generation will be involved in discarding a lot of stuff, disowning a lot of stuff. Why? Because the old stuff they sense and pick up. They say, this is garbage. I don't believe in this. This doesn't make any sense to me. I don't want to live my life this way. Or I don't want to be doing such and such a profession. Or I don't believe such and such a thing should exist. They have this strong sense of rejection, which comes about not because they are doing something wrong. It's because they are built with this compassion and they want to bring in something that is right. Something that has always been true. And something that human beings were trained out of and mind controlled to think in another fashion. Fear and separation were the norms of the old energy. Because all that game was about was power and domination. It's all about power and domination and hierarchy. Whereas these kids, because of the nature of the compassion and caring they bring in, they are all about teamwork and benevolence and doing things the right way for the right reasons. We talk about doing things for the right things, but nobody knows what the right thing is in the older generation. They all may have different mentalized concepts of it, but there is no innate knowledge. This is the huge difference I wanted to bring to you. There is a difference between something as a learned knowledge through education, through experience, through maturity and time, and there is a and between having something as a piece of innate knowledge. Innate knowledge is far more powerful. It's that knowing in the heart center. They know what it is. You cannot take a knowing away and substitute with something else, because it is always measuring from its own inner state of being. When something is measured with one's own inner state of being, it has an innate knowledge and a powerful aspect to it. You will always measure the external with respect to your internal authority. Remember, we spoke about these kids having a great amount of internal authority. That's why they look to the external world as rebellious creatures. Well, they are not. We need to understand as elders and work with them in the sense of recognition of what they are wanting to do. If they are being very rebellious or look very cranky to the external world of parents or teachers, you just need to recognize that they want to bring in something. They have come here as souls to bring in something. Something new, something fresh, something that was never there before. And they are hitting against a wall or a block, which is the old energy. Nothing else. Physically there doesn't exist anything like that. There are no blocks. There is no barrier. But they perceive it like that. So when compassion becomes a basis for evolution, for the evolution of the human species, going beyond finance and stock markets and economy and all these kind of concepts which are based just around the concept of money and control and power and domination, which are all the old energies, gone now. It is in the process of removal permanently. And when this transformation is taking place, these kids are coming online, coming on board, taking positions of authority, taking positions of power, taking positions of governance, and all the other human institutions. They bring in this innate signature of compassion and nurturing. We are heading towards a renaissance, folks. The renaissance of the way human wants to live and wants to love and wants to prosper on this earth, and taking all these aspects into consideration. They have seen the aspects of whatever has happened since 2020. They have seen the aspects of the skirmishes that are going around in the world now in 2022. They are seeing all of this as a drama played out, and they are seeing what they do not want to see in the world in their lifetimes and going forward. So this is creating actually a very strong energy of rejection of the old. First step. First, you have to empty the glass in order to fill something in it. This is the fundamental principle of anything. So they are seeing and emptying out all the stuff that they do not want to see in the world play out as a proper civilization. And they will fill this cup with their sense of innate knowledge of what the new vibrations that the earth is pulsing out, what's coming cosmically from the space and flooding the energy of nurturing and compassion from the space into the DNA, and they are working with this energy. There's nothing that can stop this wave. This wave is here to stay, and it is beautiful, and we have to learn to work as elders with these children in a way that is harmonious to them, in the way that is caring and nurturing. You can approach these children, if your parents or teachers listening to this, you can only approach them with that innate sense of compassion and nurturing. They will sense that signature in you. They will sense if you are coming with them with domination and control, and they will reject you. This is the way these children are working. You need to understand how these children work, what signature they are bringing in each and every one of them, and nurture it and care for it and make it come to full bloom. Because you as an older generation have no idea, no clue about what this is about. These children seem so different from the ones we are born in. We used to be like the obedient kids, just listening to our masters, the parents, the teachers, etc. And these children are rebellious from day one. They reject everything that they see. One of the main reasons is because they carry that energy of compassionate nurturing and not by domination and control. You see the main difference there. That's the signature that these kids are bringing. And they will bring it as they mature and grow, as they go through their own individual processes, as they go through their own charts and how the planets are arranged, what they feel like doing, where they feel like shining, what talents they want to pursue, or course of education, or as a career path, and so on and so forth. It will come about as a natural course of events. But I want you to keep in mind in this podcast just this much. Think of them as little bubbles of compassion and caring everywhere. Each one in their own way. Some would like to do music. Some would want to study law. Some would want to study politics. Some would want to study about humanities, sciences, different kind of sciences. They will pick their subject of their choice because their resonance with that is very strong. This is another thing that parents are noticing everywhere. It's very difficult to box them into one career path that the parent think they should have as a career path. They reject it. They do something completely different. And this is difficult for most people, most parents to understand, especially if they are not following the pulse of the earth, the changing energy patterns. This is difficult for them. It'll be easier for light workers to guide these people into some paths which is harmonious for them, they will work with you better. They understand you better. The sensitive elders and the children of new consciousness are a great team. They make a great team, because one is coming from a place of maturity and understanding beyond the obvious norms and whatever we are taught, and one is still immature, although they have the potent power of compassion in them. Each one complements the other. Is one complements the other, one takes care of the other. One elder, wise elder who is compassionate, knows how to guide them, how to tell them, yes, whatever you are feeling is correct, yes, whatever you want to do is okay, yes, there is room for you in this world, yes, you can accomplish this, yes, you have got all the tools for success, you have all the power within you, which is greater, the greatest power in the universe is compassion. You have all that supporting you, and this is how you do it. That this is how you do it should be the way the elders would guide them. They can just be the guiding light and watch them bloom, watch them grow, watch them become powerful individuals. That's the compassionate misfit generation we are talking about. I call them misfits just out of love. They appear to be misfits to the whole world, but in essence they are not. They are actually here to create a renaissance of compassionate caring and make that the basis of the new rainbow tribe. That's it from me for now. Ladies and gentlemen, take care, be safe, and have a good day.